Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
2023, you guys, and I'm winging it. Hi, it's Jackie Cation. Welcome to the Dork Forest. That's the website, The Dork Forest, if you like a determiner. Dorkforest.com also works. JackieCation.com has all of my stand-up information. Like, it has videos, it has pictures, it has links to this podcast and to my other podcast with Lori Kilmartin. It has a merch store that has Dork Forest t-shirts. It has all of my stand-up merch and all of my CDs and DVDs. So, that's what you know about websites. There's an opportunity, because we're in the new year here, that you can donate to the Dork Forest. I don't have a Patreon. I don't have anything really set up, though I understand you can set up on PayPal a monthly if you wanted to. You could donate and be of to support the show. This is the 17th season, the 17th year I've been putting this stuff out. It's free, but if you have money and would like to throw me some money, boy, howdy. There's a PayPal. There is at my email address, actually, jackie@jackiecation.com, which you can also email me and tell me how much you're enjoying the show. You can also do Venmo if you'd like, which is just Jackie Cation, no hyphen, all one word, picture of this person, me. And then I think that's it. I think I have Zelle, but it's too complicated. Other than that, let's do the credits. Patrick Brady, still in, fixing the audio all these years later. Give it up to Patrick Brady. That's what a lot of your donations support, by the way, because I like to share the wealth. And then Vilmos, he does the websites. And Mike Rickberg wrote and sang that song. Composed and sang that song with his wife now, Sarah. And at the end, he sings the Mexican Hat Dance, which is always fun. Anyway, I'm sure there's more to it. There's a band camp that has a bunch. It has like a stand-up storytelling album that was never released. It's there's also a bunch of live episodes that many of them are free. There were 200 episodes that were not pre-recorded, and I sort of culled through those, and I pulled like 17 of the best ones. There's an album collection of that, 17 hours of Dork Forest. If you run through all of the episodes, go to bandcamp.com, Dork Forest, or Google those words, and you'll find it. Anyway, there's probably more. I can't remember any of it, but you're doing great. Feel free to enjoy the show. Hey, Jackie Cation here, in my garage, with finally another Harry Chapin fan. Welcome to the program, Laura Kempton.
Hi, it's great to be here.
There you go. Laura Kempton, you should know, has a relatively new blog that I'm going to put in the notes. How does the blog go?
thecozycuttlefish.com.
thecozycuttlefish.com. Doesn't sound cozy to me, but I looked at it briefly, and there was a very long article about yarn. So get in on it, people. Fiber talk. First of all, I learned that it was called fiber. Anyway, it's at the Cozy Cuddle on Instagram, and the Cozy Cuddle Fish at Instagram and all the things, and it's thecozycuttlefish.com. For that. Right now, we're going to talk Harry Chapin, Laura Kempton. We're going to talk Harry Chapin. Why? You're even younger than I am, and I shouldn't like Harry Chapin.
Yes, he died 10 years before I was born, so.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I looked that up. So, blame my parents, of course.
Mm-hmm. Are your parents in their 70s?
No, they're in their 60s.
Okay.
But they did see him live.
They did.
They did. Apparently, he was fantastic live, much better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Well, thank goodness, now that we know.
Very important
yes,
information.
Very important. So, okay. All right. So, let's do, you gave me a list of, somewhere in my, on this phone that I'm going to ignore for a second. Talk to me about early Harry Chapin. What do you know?
So, when I was growing up, we would go camping in a getaway van. I don't know if you've ever seen these, the camper van.
Okay.
We had about
Is it a pop-up
four...
getaway van?
Okay. No. I mean, it was tall. There was a little bunk bed up top, and that's usually where I slept. But unless all my siblings were there, and then I was in a tent. But
mm-hmm.
But yeah, we had about 4 cassette tapes we would listen to. The Beach Boys, The Beatles, Peter, Paul, Mary, and then a Harry Chapin tape. But it wasn't a studio one. It was recorded off the radio from a memorial program a radio station did after he died. So it was a full tape, but it was recorded off the radio. And so
That is real golden hour right there. I remember recording things. I recorded a fair amount. Did I? Or was it my sister Darla who recorded Dr. Demento off of the radio onto cassettes and then would listen over and over again? It was cheaper than actually buying music. But so it was a memorial. So they played all the hits?
Yeah, pretty much. And then when CDs were a thing a bit later, my parents bought a 2-disc, like best of, I think it's called like the gold medal collection or something. And
I think I owned that.
I know every song on that. And then at some point later, we got Dance Band on the Titanic, which is another disc. So those were the only discs we actually had. And then as an adult, I randomly bought a concert DVD.
Wow.
Just so I could watch it.
Okay. Oh, right. DVD. Wow. That's a video of Harry Chapin. First of all, Harry Chapin, let's get some details on this guy. When was he born?
I have a Google Doc. 1942.
Wow. So 42, he would only be like 81 now if he were still alive.
Yeah, he died when he was 38 or 39. I'd have to look at the months. But
oh, my God. Yeah, he died younger every day, by the way, or 38. But I will say car crash. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Wasn't he Drunky Drunkerson? Did he have some
Not
sort of...
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I think it was just a tragic... He was on Long Island, got taken out by a semi.
Oh, I'm so glad it wasn't Billy Joel who killed him. Billy Joel's been in a lot of accidents.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Billy Joel
has. It's funny
you
say that.
Yeah.
Because there was a documentary they did about Harry Chapin that I just learned about because I was obsessively thinking about it in preparation for this. about Harry Chapin. It came out about 3 years ago. It's on Amazon if anyone's interested. And they were interviewing Billy Joel. He was like Billy Joel used to open for Harry Chapin.
That makes sense. That makes sense because he's slightly younger or at least slightly less popular because I think Harry Chapin, what year did he die?
81.
That's right. Okay. I'm 100 years old. And in 1981, I remember being sad about it. And I went
to
college.
I've been sad my whole life.
Well, he would appreciate that because he wrote some real sad songs.
He really did.
Talk to me about your favorite songs. Yeah, just go there first, I guess.
Oh, I can do that. So my personal favorite Harry Chapin song is A Better Place to Be. You know, a classic tale of a one-night stand turning into another one-night stand.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my God. The little man in the bar. I wish I had caught up on my Harry Chapin now, and I will. First of all, track number one on what will now be a Spotify list, or in my case, Amazon Music, because I accidentally pay them $7 a month instead of Spotify. So A Better Place to Be, I actually want to hear some lyrics on that, because that's kind of his gold right there. I mean, they're usually pretty catchy, the hook.
I mean, that the one where it's, she was so damn beautiful. She could warm a winter frost.
Oh,
sometimes.
Like sure. Board.
I stammered out some words. It's beautiful. But actually the two best lines. As her clothes all tumbled around her, I could feel my heart.
Oh.
That's what I was listening to when I was 10.
Right. Getting some action.
Then that where it crescendos right at the end. And I know we both have been so lonely. Good stuff. I'm trying not to sing because no one wants to hear that. If you want to lose all your listenership.
Oh my God. He's so lonely.
He's so lonely. But they found the bartender and the little man get together at the end of the song because it's better than being alone.
It's
someone
interesting.
Is a better way to be.
Oh, well, sure. It's a better place to be. But here's my question. Is he the little man in this story, do you think? Or is this a tale of another man who is little?
Some of the songs I know are very graphical or like literally pulled out of newspaper lines. This one, I'm not so sure.
It has a bit of a bird's eye view kind of lyric to it, where you're like, it's a little guy and some big lady.
Yeah.
Who's the bartender, like the wait staff.
A big old friendly broad.
She's a big old friendly broad.
He's
a little man.
Yeah.
Neither of those two things particularly flattering at this late date. But let me tell you that they find love in the end. So screw you, Harry Chapin.
Well, it's not even love. It's like just companionship. Like
it is not love. It might not even be companionship because it's a morning in the bar.
Yeah.
Like
it
remember
is. The place just opened up.
Yeah. They're we're talking 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. She's working. He's clearly available, either just got off work or is the kind of guy who goes to a bar at 9 in the morning. I know them. It happens. It's a day drinking.
She recognized him. She was like, where have you been? He hadn't been there for a while. So he was a regular.
Oh, well, that's not a one night stand. That's, you know, that's hooking up with someone, you know.
Well, he's sad. And she's like, what's wrong? He's like, well, I just met this gorgeous lady. And then she ran off the next morning when I went to get food. He was going to get breakfast.
Oh, like he had already gotten some action?
Yeah, with this other lady at the bar.
Wow, this guy's... Oh, my goodness.
And then he's telling the story to the bartender, and then the bartender gets all emotional. He's like, I wish I was hot and you would take me home. And he's like, all right.
Oh, my goodness. This sounds exactly how... It's not a love story. This is the thing about Harry Chapin. I think I do remember this song and going... Well, that's how I should pick up guys.
Yeah.
I wish I was hot and you would take me home.
Yeah.
Because guess what? That line works.
It does.
Yeah. For my material, I have tightened it up to this needs a tune up. You want in. But more romantically, I could say I wish I was hot and you would take me home because that would get some action. If anybody's looking to take their lives into their own hands and head home with a regular, you should totally do it. You might even fall in love. Do you think that this is your favorite song?
It is. There's this crescendo right at the end where it's just, it builds up to just like, we're just both so lonely. It's better to be lonely together than lonely alone.
Oh my God. I wonder if there's an ad on this because I kind of want to play it. Even though YouTube will hate me for playing a song, but I'm going to take it to the end here. Wait a minute. Is this a 10 minute? This is a classic.
That's not. He's got Harry longer ones.
I know, but Harry Chapin and his 10 minute songs.
That song's not 10 minutes. It's like
it says
minutes.
It's 9 minutes and 59 seconds.
Is it a live version? Because he's very chatty in concert. So there's probably a lot of.
You bet. I think it does look like a live version. It's not even playing. So what do I know? Right. It is. No. It's just the cover. The Greatest Stories Live. Actually, it's from the Greatest Stories Live album.
Yeah, that's one of his albums. Yeah.
And I had that album. That isn't actually an album I do remember. That must have been the only album. I think I had individual albums as a child. But I think I just had that one during college. That's hilarious. What about, I'm just going to cut right to the elephant in the room for me with Harry Chapin. And it's the one where the baby dies of starvation.
The baby dies of starvation?
Oh, you don't know that song?
I don't know that one.
Oh, pardon me while I put the mic down so I can type with two hands. I have a mic stand. I'm
There's
a grown-up lady.
There's a dead baby song? I mean, I shouldn't be surprised.
You shouldn't, because no one is more than willing to kill a baby than Harry Chapin. In a song, we should all make that very clear. Okay. I don't know if you should check it or if I should, but I'm gonna.
I don't know.
Harry Chapin, baby dies song. And a lot of people do a lot of research before they have people. The Shortest Story. That's what it's called.
Oh yeah. Shortest. I don't know though.
And yet it's still 2.5 minutes long, the song. The song is still 2.5 minutes long.
Well, I will
it's a
have
classic Harry Chapin.
Well, there's the song where the town gets crushed by
that?
A rock. No.
There's a song that gets crushed by... Okay, I can't express to you How funny that is. I'm going to share this. You're going to get to see other. Yeah. Guess what happens? Okay. That baby dies. That baby dies. I am born today, but the baby doesn't have any milk. Mama doesn't have any milk. She was malnourished to begin with. And after 2 minutes and 27 seconds, that baby dies.
I bet that was based on a real story. That sounds
that had to be like somewhere. Was he a reader? Do we know?
I know some of the stuff was directly taken from like newspaper articles. He was very political. Like he did a lot to fight hunger.
Oh, did he? Did he do
a ton of stuff?
Oh, that's neat.
Like half his concerts were benefits, and there's like this photo of him with Jimmy Carter, like where he was like pushing this like world hunger stuff. And there's still a couple organizations that still got the roots.
The royalties still go to them?
Not the royalties. Like they take them on their like World Hunger Year. There was him in this. I think he used to be a Catholic priest. Bill something. Again, it was in the documentary.
fair enough.
Started all these charities, and like Harry was just very determined to like single-handedly end world hunger.
Okay, well, good for him. That's yeah. I mean there's so what's the saddest song? If it isn't the baby dying, the shortest song.
Well, I haven't heard the baby dying, so that might be the saddest song. I mean, it's sad in a different way, but there's Mail Order Annie. Which is
Mail Order Annie?
Yes, about a guy who gets a mail order bride. And
how does that work out for him?
It's just sort of when they meet, and it's very melancholy.
Well, now why do we? I know why I listened to Harry Chapin in my late teens and early 20s. Why do you listen to Harry Chapin? Is it because of the childhood with your family?
That's definitely a big part of it. Like, I don't know how to drive long distances without listening to Harry Chapin. Went on a 2-hour car ride a week ago, 4th of July. And one of the directions was the Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Chapin. Wow.
Oh, my God. Talk about a sad story.
Oh.
It's Did you read about the 200 pages of camping? those last two books had so much camping. Anyway. Over 2 hours. But to listen to a 2-hour concert of Harry Chapin might actually make me want to cut myself. it's a lot but I remember I would listen because my roommate in college was like, why are you listening to this? It's so down. And I said, because whenever I'm depressed, no one is more depressed than Harry Chapin.
Well, and it's also, like, it's depressing, but it's inspiring. It's sort of like, you can turn and not be sad.
Okay, like, you're never alone kind of thing. Because I also felt that about it. I also felt like, I was like, okay, I can't possibly be more, my life is better than whatever's happening here. Like, some people, I think, watch reality television for this reason. But I think I listened to Harry Chapin because I was like, well, he's super sad. I bet you sometimes I would do it to have a good cry.
Oh, yeah, totally. Although usually if I'm crying at Harry Chapin, it's because I'm sad he's dead, not because of the song. So
Interesting. What else did you learn in the documentary? Have you read any books? What else?
I haven't read any Harry Chapin books. I have not done that. I did learn his son was almost in the car with him. He wasn't.
His son lived.
Yes. He has two biological kids and three adopted kids. His wife and all the kids, as far as I know, are still alive. He's got his brother is Tom Chapin. He's still doing stuff. I saw him live as a child, actually. He's very prolific. He's got like 20 albums. He's a lot more lighthearted.
Okay. I bet. He's got funny songs. Well, I'm kind of, what's his brother's name? Is Tom?
Tom. He has another Tom brother, Chapin? Too, but that's the one I know. Yeah, Tom Chapin.
Those are the two, essentially, the two musical ones.
I know there's another one, and they were, like, in a band together before Harry Chapin did his thing, and he got kicked out of their band. He went and did something in Africa and came back, and they're like, there's no room for you in the band, and then he did his own thing after that, so.
Oh, well, fair enough, right? Come on. And yeah, the so what I'm doing right now is scrolling through what you sent me.
Oh, yeah.
His dad was musical? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, he was famous drummer, and his daughter, Jen, does kind of jazzy singing stuff. And he's like a second cousin of, whoever, Chapin Carpenter. They're
weird.
They're like distantly related.
Okay. So so he had one wife, which makes him kind of unique in music as well.
Yes.
Though I'm sure any number of musicians are like, that's a little judgmental. Comics don't stay married, Jackie.
And one of his popular songs is actually about kind of how they met, and which is interesting. That's something I just learned because it's about adultery.
What song is this?
Well, it's heavily implied in songs. I Want to Learn a Love Song, which I think is my mom's favorite Harry Chapin song.
Okay. All right.
And so, yeah, it's a young man trying to teach guitar lessons, and there's an unhappy wife, and they sat on the couch and they sang and talked till they could not sing no more.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. And they got married in 66, and he was born in 42, so he would have been 24 years old.
Yeah.
What do we know about his wife? Is she older than him?
I'm not sure. Possibly, because she had three kids already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And if she was 24, holy smokes.
So I didn't look up how old she was. I don't know as much about her. She actually wrote the lyrics to Cats in the Cradle. It was a poem she wrote, and he put it to music.
What?
Yeah. So his most famous song his wife wrote.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank God she's still getting the royalties on that. Holy smokes. That is fascinating to me because Cats in the Cradle, of course, is one of the... Oh, yeah. She's 8 years older than him.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So she was all... she is 89 years old. And she wrote Cats in the Cradle.
She did.
Yeah, she looks good for 89.
She really does. She looked great in the documentary. So, and that, like I said, I think that came out in 2020. So,
all right, and she is also the mother of Jennifer Chapin, mm-hmm. who is a singer as well. Which you told me she sings some sort of jazz.
Yeah, she's got more of a bluesy, jazzy vibe than Harry did. Yeah. I've only heard her sing some of his songs, so I don't know her work as well. But.
Just a little side question for you. Did your parents ever encourage you to listen to Bruce Cockburn?
No, not
it's spelled Cockburn, C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N, which is, it's pronounced Cockburn probably on purpose. He's a Canadian singer, a little bit like Harry Chapin for me. Sign of the same era, also a little sad, but a little more rage.
Oh,
angry. Yeah, not quite so full of forgiveness. Bruce Cockburn has a very famous song called If I Had a Rocket Launcher. You sons of bitches would die or something like that.
That's some serious 70s rage right there.
That's 70s peacenik rage. That's what that is. That guy probably ended up founding cryptocurrency. We don't know.
The mystery.
But yeah, so I Want to Learn a Love Song. That's going to be track number two on the songs when I make my track list, and I will, just because I like Harry Chapin.
Yes.
Cats in the Cradle is going to go on it, whether
of
you
course.
Want it to or not.
Well, you tell
because
people,
it's the
I'll
best.
Say, oh, I like Harry Chapin, and they go, who? And I go, the guy who sings Cats in the Cradle. Like, oh, that guy. Yeah, that guy. We probably should open with that. People probably listen this far and have no idea who we're talking about up to this point. And like, oh,
why do I think my demographic is like, no, we know. And it's so funny because the music episodes of The Dork Forest are usually so very painful, where I am like, Miley Cyrus, who? And I was on a music podcast yesterday, Howard Kramer's. It's a chart. It's the top five of the week. And it's called Who Charted? Yeah, we're just going to let that sit there for a second. Howard Kramer and his buddy Mike do a podcast. It's called Who's Charted? And they do the top five songs of the week and the top five movies of the week. And so we recorded that yesterday. I have no idea when that will go up. But I have to tell you, my job was to pick a song that was out in the last 4 months.
Oof.
That I liked. So I had to look up, and I looked up who has new albums in the last 4 months. And it turns out Miley Cyrus does. And I liked a song that literally sounded like it was written in the 70s by like Carole King.
Oh, that could be good.
It's called Flowers. And lovely. It's about how she can buy her own fucking flowers. It's all right that this is over. And that's those aren't the lyrics, but that's essentially the...
You can buy your own flowers. Everyone should buy their own flowers.
Buy your own flowers. Don't worry about it. Don't sweat it, I say. And Cats in the Cradle, going to be number three. Because I remember, I don't know, it sounds like you got to hang out with your parents.
Yeah, more than I probably wanted to. But, you know, that's but sure. Probably more than, yeah, they're still around. I saw my mom the other day and was telling her about this. And she's like, oh, no, they're going to think we let you listen to this horrible music. I'm like, Mom, it's Harry Chapin. The internet will be fine.
The internet. Yeah.
They can handle it.
Exactly. It's when will I do the Tupac? you know, your huge obsession with Tupac. What's the song? Oh, it isn't Cats in the Cradle that I'm thinking of. It's One Tin Soldier. I don't know if you remember that song.
I don't know it as well. It's ringing
about. But you know what I'm talking about, though.
Vaguely.
And it's an anti-war song.
Yeah.
And it's, And it is also not by Bruce Coburn. And, but it is, I remember singing it to my nephew when he was in his crib, and my sister-in-law going, don't sing that hippie crap at my son. And, that young man, by the way, very left wing. Guess who wins? Aunt Jackie. Hi. So, So Cats of the Cradle.
So
what about? Yeah.
Well, to redeem my parents, so you don't think I was this corrupted ute, as the children say. So I don't know if you're familiar with the song Taxi. It's probably second most famous song that very famously features the line flying high and getting stoned throughout
yep.
the song. I did mm-hmm. not know what that meant till I hit middle school.
No,
I
didn't
no
know what it meant
what
till I was in college. Yeah. Did you ever watch Grease as a child?
Oh, yeah. That was interesting to rewatch as an adult.
Yeah. You're like, this is filthy. What on earth was anyone thinking? But there isn't a 10-year-old girl in the world who wouldn't love Grease if she saw it.
Yeah. Like, kids do it for like the school musical. They have to change some words, but.
Oh. It is. Did you get any? Anyway. So, yeah. No. So Taxi. I remember when I realized that he was high and he was trying to get laid in the cab. And I think all of his songs, he's trying to get laid, isn't he? What do you think?
A good chunk of them. Not
the ones
them.
Where he's not killing babies.
Right. And yeah, I'm looking. I have my own little list next to me. That's why I keep looking at trying to think how many of those.
Right.
50%, you know. But yeah, so because Taxi then has Sequel that goes with it, which is the sequel to Taxi.
It's called Sequel.
It's called Sequel, and it's the sequel to Taxi. It picks up with
yeah.
it. It's like 10 years later or whatever.
Right. And I want to know.
It's
I hope that he's not.
Lovers. It's beautiful. And it has one of
right,
the best
they run
lines.
Into it. They run into each other again. What is the best line in Sequel?
So in Sequel, it's. I guess it's the sequel to our story of the journey between heaven and hell. Half the time thinking of what might have been, half thinking just as well.
Yes, yes. And it's so true, though,
yeah,
I have to tell you.
So that one's not depressing. They meeting back up with old friends at different points in your life and seeing how time has changed and that you're doing better and...
Yeah, some people are doing better and some people aren't in that song. And I think that Harry Chapin, the guy in the cab, is not doing better.
Well, he's in the cab in the first one. So in Taxi, he's driving the cab and then she gets in the,
right.
the taxi and they were high school sweethearts possibly lovers. They learned about love in the back of the Dodge. But the lesson hadn't gone too far. Mm-hmm. So interpret as you will.
Third base. Okay.
But she's an actress and she's all famous, but she's clearly unhappy. And then later, in sequel, he's a singer now instead of a taxi driver, and he goes to look her up and she's not in the fancy house he dropped her off at anymore, but they get the forwarding address and she's in an old brownstone and she finally likes herself. And they probably sleep together. But she wouldn't take the money that he left.
Right. She gave him $100, I think, at the end of the taxi.
$20 at the end of taxi fare. $20.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
50 fare.
You guys, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to find out if there's a commercial.
The Bear, the Guardian's number one series of 2022, is back.
Opening a restaurant.
Season one was rated 5 stars by the Metro Online.
6 months?
That's being, what, confident?
Cocky. Crazy.
Deliciously well written, said the Daily Telegraph.
You got this, baby.
Yeah, sure.
Now season two is about to be served.
I love the name.
You don't remember the name.
Of course I remember the name.
How could you remember the name?
The Bear, new season streaming July 19th exclusively on Disney+. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
Was there one? We're back. Hi, I'm here with Laura Kempton, K-E-M-P-T-O-N. But she's got a crafty blog, and it's called The Cozy Cuttlefish. And if you go to thecozycuttlefish.com, it'll be in the notes. It's also on Instagram, and you will learn about craft things. But right now, it's the greatest episode in the world. It's about Harry Chapin. Anyway, welcome back. Okay. So we have Taxi and the sequel. Does that count kind of as one song?
I always listen to them together. I feel incomplete if I don't listen to both. And they never put them together. Even on the Greatest Hits CD, they're on different CDs because it was a 2-disc set.
Right?
Like, no,
right.
You can't. They need to be next to each other.
Back to back.
I need the story because it's got a fairly uplifting ending. It really does. That one.
They both like themselves, if I remember correctly, at the end of the sequel.
They do.
They're both pretty happy.
Yeah.
He's happy because he's a successful singer, and she's happy because she's no longer living in a bazillion-dollar house, but she's just now living in what is clearly now a $3 million brownstone.
Yeah, it reads a little different in this day and age. Anything in San Francisco.
Right, and that's the other thing. It took place in San Francisco, and it's a cab driver in San Francisco. So this is when you could hail a cab in San Francisco, because I don't think that that's happening much either. It's a lot of Uber, Lyft, and then if you see a cab at a hotel is how that is played. What else you got? What's your next?
Mr. Tanner. So that one is pulled out of a newspaper article that he read of this horrible review of this guy singing. And he wrote a song. The way I think of Harry Chapin songs, they're like when you're sitting somewhere and people watching, like at the airport or the park or whatever, and you make a whole story about this little glimpse of someone's life you see, and then you put a whole backstory. That's his song. Like, it's what you think of when you're looking at people.
Oh, right. He wrote the best song, but it was the worst song or something, right?
No, he just...
He was in Iowa or something like that, right?
Dayton. Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio. Ohio, yes.
And he was the cleaner and all his friends loved
his
singing.
If you go to YouTube and you watch at like minute 30, you will get to see Laura Kempton close her eyes, picture the song, and then go, Dayton, Ohio. Okay.
I gotta play the song in my head, and I'm trying to not sing it out loud. Just again, okay. No one wants to hear that. My son doesn't even want to hear that. It's no, mama.
Aw. How many sons do you have? Do you have children?
Two
how
kids.
Many children? We don't know each other.
No.
How old are your kids?
2.5 and 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
They're little.
They're little. You look like you're either in a hotel room that loves swords or you love swords.
My husband loves swords. He does HEMA.
We would, your friend, your husband and my husband would be friends.
And then, this way, on top of this dresser here, you may be able to see giant D&D figures.
Oh, yes.
There's a very large tree that's from a hex tile that he did a Kickstarter for the D&D. He's a custom master.
What I'm telling you. Rangers, email me. Tell me you want to be on the show. We're probably going to be friends. You don't know it. We would be friends if we hung out anywhere near each other. And my husband would be psyched to talk about D&D and swords. We have, I'm almost tempted, and I'm doing it. One moment, please. Tell a Harry Chapin story for a second. Hello, I missed that story. I wonder what it was about.
It was about nothing. I couldn't think of anything, and I froze. So that's great context.
Did you just...
Yeah,
you might have been riffing. You could have been riffing, just pandering. As I show you, a resin.
Ooh.
This is a sword that was in, the extras used it in Xena the Warrior Princess. Because he went to a prop sale, and there was a stack of them. And they were $3 each, and he bought like a dozen of them. Here's a scimitar. It's pretty amazing. And they are not sharp because they are made of resin. Anyway, good times, you guys.
Those aren't sharp, but they are hefty. He does.
And pointy? Pointy?
So pointy. He does historical European martial arts Hema with them. So he whacks people with
neat.
Them. I think he's actually going to go do that tonight. But
okay. I have to say that the first gift Andy ever gave me, I think it was the first gift, was a replica of Sting from Lord of the Rings that actually lights up blue. And when it's turned on, if you hit it, it makes a clanging noise. So, yes,
I have
swords. We have them.
I have had to resist the urge multiple times in my life to buy a replica of Andril. That's the one I want.
Wow. You two belong to each other and it's delightful to meet you. Laura Kempton, you guys. Crafty blog called The Cozy Cuttlefish. Now, Mr. Tanner, what's his jam?
Yes. So, Dayton, Ohio, cleaner, and all his friends love his voice. Like, you know someone like that in your life. We're like, oh, that person's a great cleaner.
Right.
They're fantastic. They should do it for a living. So they convince him to go. And so he spends all his life savings, goes to New York, does a concert, and gets this shit review. And then he doesn't sing ever
Even
again.
Even at home. Super sad. I do remember this song.
Only to himself.
Yeah.
And then, so, fun thing. In a lot of Harry Chapin songs, you'll notice this other voice that's either really, really high or really, really low. It's the same guy.
Harry Chapin himself singing really, really high or really, really low?
No, it's Big John Wallace. So if you ever look at a video, it's this guy singing. It's the bass player.
Oh!
And so, like, in that song, you can hear him in, like, this crazy high falsetto singing, oh, what's that song? Fall on Your Knees. Fall on Your
Knees.
Okay. Oh, Night Divine. That's what it's called. Christmas.
Okay. There you go.
And he's in Taxi. But then sometimes he does like a low.
I have to say that Mr. Tanner may not go on this list of 8 songs by Harry Chapin.
It's okay. It's not for everyone. I really like Mr.
Right,
Tanner.
Right. I'm just like, oh, dude, you should. Because in stand-up comedy, you're consistently getting a bad review. Like, it's happening all the time.
Well, and that one, yeah. So the story his wife told was that Harry had read that it was based, the guy's name was slightly different, but it was based on an actual review he read, and he had gotten reviews like that when he was early in his career. So then he wrote the song around it.
Yeah.
Because he could feel the pain.
Right. And his wife was like, is it anything about playing catch with your dad? Come on. That was the hit. And
except it wasn't until his fourth album. That's when it was the fourth album that had Cats in the Cradle.
Really?
Started taking.
Okay. Because I think.
I looked that
you
up.
You looked that one up. So do you have each of his albums also separately? Or do you just have a couple of concerts and.
Yeah, a couple of concerts, the Gold Medal Collection. I've kind of picked and chosen a couple things. And the other fun thing is, like, a lot of his songs will be slightly different depending on, like, which version it is. And so, like, Corey's Coming, and I don't know if you know that, we can talk about that one, might be a ghost.
I do not know Corey's Coming. Why don't I? Well, I'm actually looking forward to remembering
I grew up with
Corey's
a version.
Coming.
Because I grew up with a version that was like, I don't know, 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
You know, normal Harry Chapin like song. But then I found a version that had like 2 more extra verses. It's like 9 minutes
what?
Long. And it didn't really change the story. It just kind of filled it out.
Oh, right. Just look.
So yeah, that one confuses me. I don't know.
Corey.
I don't know what's going on there. Very mysterious.
He might be a ghost?
And then my dad named her Kathy. Well, she might be. Corey might be a ghost. Corey is a girl.
Okay.
Lady.
Okay, so old John Joseph was a man with two first names. They left him in the railroad yard when they took away the trains.
And only one run of wheat comes a-rolling down that line. So all he's got to worry about is time.
That sounds like John Joseph is definitely a ghost.
He's definitely alive.
I don't
alive.
Know this song. So I'm totally getting this one.
And then there's a younger guy who goes and likes to have... So the first person of the song is this guy who likes to go to the railroad station and hear all these stories that old John Joseph tells, and he loves all these stories. And the best story that he always saves for last is about his Corey. Corey's coming. No more sad stories coming. A midnight moonlight, morning glory.
Oh my God, you have,
is coming,
you have
your girl.
Got some lyrics in your mind there, sister.
If I could take all the song lyrics out of my head, there would be so much better. We haven't even touched on musicals. Like, I could sing certain musicals back and forth.
How about...
Not a good singer. I like lyrics.
You like music, man. Hey, man.
I need to know the words. If I don't know the words, I don't. So it's hard for me to get into new music.
Well, let me tell you, on Howard Kramer's podcast yesterday, I was introduced to a new author, a new singer who isn't... Can't possibly be new. Can't possibly. She's got, I'm going to just tell you who she is. She's a country singer. I don't always like country music, but I sometimes like country music. And it's recently played. Ashley McBride. Anything? Ashley McBride. Nope. I will say the song I picked was that flower song about buying yourself flowers. Ashley McBride kind of reminds me a little bit of Melissa Etheridge and a little bit of myself doing stand-up comedy in 1986, where you're trying to be one of the guys, so you're hard drinking and hard fighting and hard fucking, and nobody gives a shit. But the guys are like, oh, she's fun. And so that's what it feels like. It makes me a little sad to think that Ashley McBride in 2023 has to be that lady. But maybe she also enjoys being that lady, because I kind of enjoyed being that lady.
It can be a little fun.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, as long as you don't get like boxed into it and you have to do that, then it gets stressful. That's when it's stressful.
And if you get work out of it, it's another bonus. So I wonder what's up with Corey. I kind of want to hear the Corey song.
So yeah, the story. Yeah. And then the town people, so the kid will go ask the town people, like, that guy's lived here his whole life and no one named Corey has lived here. He's making this up, basically.
Oh.
And the man's like, no, she's real. And then the kid finds old John Joseph dead, you know, like you do. And there's only three people. In a Harry Chapin song, is what you do. And then there's only three people at the graveside, the gravedigger, the priest, and the kid or the guy, whatever. And then this woman shows up at the funeral and he said, you know, are you a relative? She says, no, my name's Corey. You can say I was just a friend.
Oh my goodness.
But then at the very end, it switches to the first person guy is now living at the train station. And now he's obsessed with Corey. So what's going on there? I don't know. Is she a ghost? I don't know. We had a cat named Corey from the song. That's my dad's favorite Harry Chapin song.
I have to tell you that makes me so... It's like, you know when you meet people who are just happy in their lives? And you're like, there's this one guy. He lives at the train station for his whole life. And he does this... small job, but he enjoys his life a great deal. That guy dies, and in a classic Harry Chapin fashion, whoever's telling that story, I'm going to live that life.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. So that one's pretty uplifting. Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird, but it's uplifting. Right. Yeah.
What, you got another one? What's another song that you... It turns out.
We'll do a fun one. 30,000 pounds of bananas. Do you know the banana song?
I do know I had forgotten about the banana song, but it's hard to forget about the banana song. It's short and sweet.
Except it's got four different endings.
Oh, I did not know.
It depends on what version you're listening to. So in some of the versions, he'll give all the endings. Actually, you should have known that, because I have in the live album, His Greatest Hits Live, he did the one with all the endings. And so then the catchphrase, Harry, it sucks. about various versions of the ending.
That's
comes from that they had sold T-shirts that said Harry.
I'm getting the one with all the endings. That's the one I'm going to listen to because
I was able to YouTube it very easily.
Well, so fair enough.
It's on YouTube. Yeah.
And 30,000 pounds of bananas. Right. It's just.
I mean, it's basically there's a truck of bananas. And this one, I think, also came from a newspaper. Truck of bananas driving down the road, crashes, and then he had to end the song somehow.
And I have to tell you, the version that pops up is an album called Verities and Balderdash.
So that, I don't think, has all the endings.
Right. And yet it's still a 5-minute song. Still with that, unapologetically, 5 minutes, 49 seconds. It's one of the great things about Harry Chapin. That dude does not care. He's like,
there's a live one in 81. That's the one I watched. It's 10 and a half minutes long. So if you want to see that. Now, what's funny, the longest Harry Chapin song that I know is There Only Was One Choice. That one, I believe, clocks in at 14 and a half minutes. And it is this epic saga of this young kid going off to find his fame and fortune. And then it goes through this whole, like the American Bicentennial gets worked into it. And then there's this like really like poetic moment where he's like, I just turned 34. That's when Keats and people die when, you know, that's the whole age when like famous people die young. Is that 34? And it's like.
It was before that Rockstar 27 thing happened. Yeah.
The chorus only plays twice in 14 and a half minutes.
So it's mostly instrumental?
No, I mean, he sings the whole time, but it's like, it's not like verse, chorus the whole time. Like, it does the chorus once right at the beginning and then once right at the end where the title comes from.
Yeah.
And then the rest, it all changes, like the whole dance band on the Titanic thing gets worked out. Oh, we could talk about that. That's very topical.
What song is that?
The 14 There Only Was One Choice.
That's the name of the song.
That's the name of the song.
Wow. I would have to say currently that there only was one choice. It would be to not listen to the whole song. But that doesn't mean.
You don't have to listen. That, again, not for everyone. Don't put that one in the playlist. I feel like I needed to mention it, but don't put it in.
Yeah, yeah. And it might be nice. And the thing is, I usually go 8 songs, and that would have been the ninth.
Yeah.
Ninth. Yeah. I seem to. My mic is a little hot, ladies and gentlemen, but I think it'll be fine if I turn it down a little bit. There we go. So, So he rose.
You
want to
hear about the rock squishing song?
Which one?
The rock squishing song. It's called The Rock. It's very like. I feel it's very appropriate for our time. I feel like it'd be a good allegory for climate change, actually.
Oh,
so there's a town and there's a big rock over the town. And everyone's like, yeah, that's the rock. It lives there. It's fine. And this guy's like, the rock's going to fall on us. We got to fix the rock. And everyone's like, this guy's crazy. And so he goes up to try to fix it himself. The rock starts to move. He dives under it to save the town. And they just laugh.
Oh, wow. So wait, he doesn't, by messing with the rock, make the rock kill everybody? It just kills him?
Yeah. So he sacrifices himself, but no one else knows it. And they're like, hey, where'd that guy go? And they're like, he was crazy. But then the rock splits a little bit.
So it's coming.
It's coming. Oh, yeah. So
that rock's still up there. Still a threat.
It is. It's been fixed up there 100,000 years.
I'm sitting in air conditioning. There's a reason for that. You remember that song, I Want to Learn a Love Song?
Wait,
did we already talk about that?
We briefly touched on it. That's the one that's based on How He Met His Wife.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was, that was number 2.
Yeah, we talked about that.
And we did talk about that one. We talked about it, you guys, in minute 20. And I take notes. I like to log so I can pull a nice clip out. 1974, that song. Yeah, I don't know. What about A Better Place to Be? I'm Sunday Morning Sunshine.
Oh, yeah, that one's
you like
cute.
That
one's very upbeat. It's fair. It's just, it's a pretty sweet love song. She brought her Sunday morning sunshine into his Monday morning rain.
Oh, so there you go.
That one's a little, like, less of a story as some of the other songs.
Right. It's just like, look at, someone's cheerful and I'm a grump. So that's a good song. I don't mind that song.
No, it's
Have you heard 4 or 5 seconds?
A very distinctive little dance whenever she hears it. And that's all I can picture. It's not like a dance. It's just she kind of does a little, like, walk thing
a little
to
shoulder
it.
Move?
Yeah, and a little, like, yeah, the feet sure. do a little. And I just picture it every time I hear that song. So.
Sounds like your parents are living their best lives with their cats named after Harry Chapin songs and her doing a little dance. Good times. Good times. Yeah. What? WOLD.
Oh, yes.
That's that radio station,
so
right?
It's the radio jockey who traveled around and ruined his marriage and then is trying to get his wife to take him back, but she's already moved on. He's like, oh, okay. And he's regretting his life choices.
Oh, God. Wow. How about Sniper?
That wasn't...
10 minutes, it says.
That one I don't particularly like, so I've only listened to it. I have listened to it, but I know that one's based on a historical...
A real-life University of Texas shooting in 1966.
I guess that's where I draw the line on depressing Harry Chapin songs.
Right. That baby one. You were just like, what is with the... Yeah, Mr. Tanner... I'm just going to, the mayor of Candor lied.
I don't know that.
Get it? Because the name of the town would be Candor, but the mayor lied. So that would not, that he didn't have any candor. It was released off of his 1976 album On the Road to Kingdom Come, an album I owned, and I never liked it. That was the one I think the baby one was on.
That he was must have been going through a rough time when he wrote those.
Yeah. Yeah, I think 1976, or when you write the song in 75, probably. It's a story of a poor farmer boy who wants to marry the mayor's daughter. He's willing to do anything, even blackmail his bride's father. I do remember this one.
That sounds interesting.
That's right.
I feel like I would enjoy that one. I'll have to go.
Yeah. Oh, right. He ends up finding out that he's having an affair with the mayor. He's going to blackmail him, but the mayor's having an affair with the boy's father.
Oh.
And then
there was a song like that, but it was in the 2000s or the 90s, Come and Go, where it's like the guy's trying to marry the girl and the dad's like, you can't date her. She's your sister, but your mom doesn't know. And it finally tells the mom and then the mom's like, it's fine. Your dad's not your dad. But your dad doesn't know.
That's exactly how this one ends. I forgot about that one. Holy shit. What about Circle?
Oh, that's like the Chapin anthem. They sing it at the end of like all their concerts and the other Chapins still do that. And they'll usually pull people in, like different people to sing verses. And
okay. So Chapin anthem.
That one's fun. it's very peppy and there's usually clapping and yeah. They get the audience like clapping Yay. Along, you know, so.
It was never released as an official single, but has since become a huge fan favorite. And some people, including Laura Clepton. I'm going to get it right. Kempton. I always want to put an L in your name for some reason.
It's at the beginning. In the first name. Yep. There is one. You just lost.
Yeah, exactly. And so Remember When the Music. What is that?
That one's very sweet. It was on his last album, and actually some of the words from it are... Oh, wait, no. I'm getting two songs mixed up. That one, his brother sang in his memorial, and that was very sad. But that one's, it's definitely one that starts very simple, just him and the guitar, and then it kind of builds and adds in more instruments. And it's
okay. Yeah, it's there's three
no,
different
No, the one
versions.
I was thinking of is I Wonder What Would Happen has, if a man tried to use his time on earth to prove before he died what one man's life could be worth. I wonder what would happen to this world.
Oh, you know what?
And so that's on his tombstone or his gravestone, whatever the proper funerary terminology is there.
There we go. Yes. It's I do remember that song. And I remember that one because that was inspirational.
Yes, that one's very inspirational.
It was just like, oh, that's right. Don't just sit around and I wonder what would happen if you gave a damn or made an effort or some sort. Remember, I was 21.
Well, the subtitle of the documentary was When in Doubt, Do Something. So he was a very active, very like Do the activist.
Right. Well, it's been a big thing recently for me. I've seen a couple of people speak who talk about everyone knows what the problem is, and they could even see what the solution is, except for that the solution won't fix the entire problem. So they're like, well, why bother? And you're like, well, because then you'll be a third of the way done with homelessness if you do something.
I'll tell you, you know? I listened to a city council meeting last night that was exactly that problem, where they're like, we're scared of unintended consequences, and they did nothing. Literally, last night I was listening to my city council, and that happened, and it was about housing.
I was listening to my lieutenant governor, and that's because that's exactly what she said. Yeah. She said, you know, there's a lot of people who think they're like, well, it's not going to fix it, so why bother? And you're like, well, it will fix it for the 12,000 people that we do it for, and it won't fix it for the 100,000 people that we can't do it for yet. But if we start, it will have been started. And do something, Harry Chapin says.
Something is better than nothing. That is my motto at work when I'm trying to clean up the mess.
I like it. I will sometimes clean the floor in a half-assed manner, and then I will say, I half-assed cleaned the floor. Look how much better it is than it was.
So much better.
Just 10 minutes earlier. Yeah. So, do you have any final? We got about 5 minutes left. What do you got?
What do I got? I got, Dancing Boy. That one's very cute. He wrote it about his son. And if you have children, it will make you cry.
Yes.
But if you don't have children, they're like, oh, that's just a cute song about his kids. But, you know, his dream. And then especially, you know, since Harry Chapin died so young, there's a line about like there's a time will come my dancing. Wait, no. Oh, I got to fight the urge to sing. Where daddy
YouTube
and his dancing
doesn't want
boy.
You. Eat.
I know. No one wants me to sing. It's fine. Daddy and his dancing boy will have dwindled down to one. The world will have taught you other steps to match the march of time. So you'll have to keep our dancing days dancing in your mind. I'm just like, can you imagine if that was your dad wrote that? Oh, it'd kill you.
It really would. It would just beat you up.
Oh, but it's very sweet. I lost an ear, but oh well.
Oh well. So
it took a dive.
an earbud has gone down. Don't worry about it.
It got too sad by the Harry Chapin stuff. It didn't
want it. Exactly. It's just Harry Chapin just lends itself to it. Well, I have to say, I mean, it will end a little bit early unless you got something.
His brother still singing stuff. So he's got funny songs. I think you would very much appreciate A Study Is About to Begin, which kind of goes back to what we were talking about, where it's like, oh, there's this problem. Don't worry about it. We're working on it. We're going to do a study. We're going to take care of it.
We're going to make some effort.
He can tell his wife, you know, oh, the lawn needs to be mowed. We're going to do a study and then just wait for winter. We'll sell it for hay. It's fine.
Oh my God. I haven't recorded any of the video. I forgot to record the video. Guess what? It's just an audio episode, everybody. Live it up.
Well, I was that's so because we had a video segment in it. So that's great.
That's unfortunate. But I will say this is that, I was so excited. I haven't been able to get guests to record locally.
Oh.
So it was so exciting that you were recording locally that I forgot to record the Zoom.
That seems like a small thing to do for you. So
it's, I think. And so enjoy this classic, classic podcast of just a podcast, you guys. It's just an audio, beautiful moment with Laura Kempton. And here's the thing about Laura Kempton. She has a blog. It's a crafty blog, and it's at thecozycuttlefish.com. And if you go to @thecozycuttlefish on Instagram, that's also her Instagram for The Cozy Cuttlefish.
Instagram, Tumblr, and Ravelry.
Oh, what's Ravelry?
It's where you can get all the knitting and crochet patterns.
Oh, there'll be another episode, you guys, with Laura Kempton. And it will be about fiber. It will be about craft. And I have this to say that I kind of want to take a picture of you, if that's all right. Because I like the idea of having the sword. And whatever. I don't know that it'll be used, but I can at least show it to Andy when we're done. And
tell Andy all about the sword.
We're going to tell Andy about the sword. And tell Andy about your D&D characters. Oh, cool. Very cool. And I was just thinking about how I would pause this video and then restart it up because I talked to Andy at the end of the show. And I don't have to. Nope. Just gonna record things. Laura, this has been amazing. We are at about an hour and I appreciate your time so much. Thank you for doing the show. And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
Hiya, doll. How was the show?
Well, I forgot to record the video.
Oh, is that why we're just staring at each other now and not at the screen?
That's exactly why we're staring at each other and not at the screen.
Weird.
Well, this was a hilarious coincidence. One of my listeners, a very nice woman by the name of Laura Kempton.
Okay.
She said that she listened to 10 years of The Dork Forest during lockdown.
Wow.
She had a baby.
Is she a Dork Forest dork?
She almost is, except for that she finally emailed me when she read the romance novel bit, the actual romance novel.
Oh, okay.
She was like, I recognize this part. And then she emailed me. And then she said, oh, and by the way, I know you like Harry Chapin. I'm a huge Harry Chapin dork.
Oh.
And I said, hilarious. Please let us speak of Harry Chapin. Here's the other thing. She is a very multifaceted dork, much like many of our people.
Sure.
And she has like a crafting blog, and her husband has swords and is a dungeon master.
Wow.
And so they are our people.
They
for
are
sure.
definitely our people.
Harry Chapin, she had songs that I had never heard of. And I had one song that she had never heard of. And I would like to say, good work, Laura Kempton's parents, who introduced her to Harry Chapin, for never having them listen to the shortest, I think it's called The Shortest Life or something like that. It's the one where the baby dies. Harry Chapin sings a song based on a news story about a baby dying of malnutrition.
Wow. Ripped from the headlines.
Many of his songs, I understand, were ripped from the headlines. And his own life. She had a lot of fun facts about Harry Chapin, quite honestly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, one of which is that Cats in the Cradle was actually written by his wife.
Oh.
The lyrics. He did the music.
Right.
She wrote the lyrics.
I didn't realize that was a Harry Chapin song.
That's what Laura Kempton said that we should have started out with, because no one knows who Harry Chapin is.
Right.
Harry Chapin wrote Cats in the Cradle and The Taxi.
Okay.
Remember the Taxi song about the guy in the taxi? You will, because I'm going to play some Harry Chapin.
Yay, something to look forward to.
Something you never wanted to hear. Yeah, and he wrote a song called I Want to Learn a Love Song.
Okay.
And she now believes that that is about how Harry Chapin and, well, it's about how Harry Chapin and his wife met. And they married in 1966. But he believes that that song is about adultery. So, because she had three children and was married to somebody else. So, and so he thinks that they were not divorced. She thinks that they were not divorced when they fell in love.
Oh, I see.
But they were married from 1966 to 1981 when he tragically just died in a random car crash.
Oh.
And she was, I believe, 8 years older than him.
Oh.
Yeah, he was born in 1942. She was born in 1934.
Yeah, that's 8 years.
Yeah, I think 34 or 36, so she might have only been 6 years older.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well,
wow. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
in the
60s?
Yeah,
I guess.
I guess. And her.
I guess.
Because he was 24, which makes him an adult.
Adult.
Yeah, and her 30.
Yeah. Well, within the half plus seven range, right?
Half plus seven. Anyway, so I'm going to make a list.
Okay.
Of many Harry Chapin songs, one of which is possibly about a ghost called Corey Cumming that I have never heard of, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. But it was a great episode.
Wow. You have a big list here. You wrote down a lot of songs.
I did. I usually write down 8. I've written down 10.
Wow. All
I may call a couple out.
Sure.
What are you going to do?
I'm sure I'll be trapped in the car with you with these things.
This has been an episode of the Dork Forest and the bonus part with Andy Ashcraft, where we talk. I don't know how to end these yet, this bonus part, so I'm just going to say, you know the rules out there.
Oh, yeah, we know the rules.
Yeah, take care of each other.
We know the rules.
Do you know the rules?
We know the rules.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat, my hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?